wasn't here. So you're part of the generation of quarterbacks who grew up watching Michael Vick. I know you talked about how you idolized him. Can you just kind of speak on that and what kind of influence he was on you growing up and kind of as
I mean, just growing up, I mean, I'm from Atlanta originally, and the impact Michael Vick had in Atlanta and what type of dynamic player he was, you know, everybody wanted to either wear number 7, play quarterback, throw left-handed, you know, just be agile just like him, buy his shoes, just anything to reminisce what type of athlete and what type of skill set he brought to the football field. And when he was in Atlanta, I was around the 7th grade, 8th grade, you know, time, and you know, just I idolized my game just to be just like him. And you know, I still keep in contact with him, and you know, just the type of player that he has and the dynamics that he has. I think everybody across the world, if you're a quarterback or an athlete, you know, you try to have that type of skill set. He just told me to play my game. You know, we've had numerous conversations where, you know, a lot of times he did the talking. A lot of times, you know, I asked him questions, and a lot of times we just, you know, conversed and didn't even talk about football. But, you know, he's a great individual, you know, a respectable person. And, you know, he just said, you know, just play the game. You know, let the game come to you. Of course, the skill set that I have, the skill set that he has is kind of rare, especially in this league. But you can't, it's like you say, it's kind of your gift and your curse. You know, sometimes, you know, it can get you out of a lot of trouble, and sometimes it can put you in trouble if you just lean on too much.
Outside of, obviously, the difference in size between you two, and he's left-handed, and mm-hmm. what would you say, in your words, are your differences, obviously the similarities?
I mean, it's a lot of differences, you know. You look at a lot of quarterbacks that's your prototypical pro-style quarterback. You know, it's a lot of things that makes them different. When you look at a dual-threat quarterback, and it's a lot of things that I look at that makes me different. I'm not as fast as he is. I know that. You know, not as quick as him either, but it's a lot of things that I feel like I can get away with that he can't, and it's a lot of things that he can get away with that I can't. So I think that's it. What's the question?
Like, just playing on a Monday night, you guys are the only two teams playing mm-hmm. on Monday night. Talk about the importance of that, kind of wanting to prove to everybody that you guys are better than your two
and your prove to everyone? I don't think we have nothing to prove to anyone more than we have to prove to ourselves what type of team we are. You know, just being comfortable and playing in our means. You know, and it's a lot that's going to come from this game. And we know if – you know, playing football for as long as a lot of guys have been playing, you know, Monday Night Football, the song just plays in everyone's head when you talk about the NFL. Primetime game, everybody's going to be watching. And it's kind of the iconic stage that everyone would like to be on. So I think it's going to bring the best out of a lot of players. And, you know, hopefully we are the players that the light shine on. My first face-to-face meeting with him had to come when I was at an award show. I believe it was in Auburn. I want to say the Maxwell Award or one of the awards. And he was there with Coach Andy Reid. And, you know, I got a chance to just sit down and talk to him and just, you know, just to see what type of – not only just see what type of person he is, but just kind of pick his brain on, you know, why does he do the things that he do, and, you know, his whole approach to the game. And, you know, just I began to get more respect for him, you know, just the athlete that he's played and he has been, and the high level that he has been playing on for so long.
Kind of hit it off right
away. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's some you know, like I said, we share a rare talent in this league. That's nothing to boast or brag about. But at the same time, it's a lot of things that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning can do that, you know, I'm envious about. So, And, you know, we just, our relationship is ongoing, and I wish him the best. They have a very solid secondary, cornerbacks, that is. And, you know, we cannot slip off the mere fact that or be jaded by the fact that their record, you know, what their record is. We know we're playing a great team at home and under big lights. And, you know, what a challenge for us to have. You know, any competitor would want this type of challenge, being on Monday Night Football with a great opponent. And, you know, we just need to come out and execute and just play our game.
Big Thanksgiving plans?
Absolutely.
Lots of turkey?
Lots of turkey, ham, macaroni and cheese, red rice, red velvet. Did I say turkey? You know, just the whole shebang, man. You know, I might come back overweight, but I think that's what the Thanksgiving spirit is. Well, on top of the food, I think the food is such a cliche thing. I have to have, like, sweet Kool-Aid. Like, I mean, real sweet Kool-Aid. I mean, everybody has food, but, you know, if you don't have anything to flush it down with, it doesn't just make Thanksgiving Thanksgiving. So on top of, you know, having, like I say, the red rice, the ham, the turkey, you know, some people may have the fried chicken, the potato salad, spaghetti salad. The collard greens, the chitlins or chitterlings, whatever you want to call it, the rice, you know, you got to flush it all down with some great red Kool-Aid. With sweet, with kind of a little hint of pineapple juice, and I can't give you all the secrets to the Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
But you watch football, you watch the games, or is that a tradition in the Newton household?
Man, we got a lot of traditions. You know, we play a game of football ourselves, so it's kind of turkey bowl, as we call it. And it's kind of a way for us to just, you know, be free and play football to the moon comes out. But I will be very tentative to see what goes on and look at the six-legged turkey, if they may have one this year. But
all right.